Always a pleasure to talk to Patty Poppy. But Patty, you're leaving. How come?
Oh, it was a tough decision. I have to tell you, you know how much I love Jackson and my team here at CMS and Consumers Energy. But I've called multiple times and I kept kind of avoiding the call, trying to say no, but the cause was so great, and I truly feel like the CMS team is so well in hand with Garrick Rochow taking the helm, and the team is strong, and the PG&E team really needs support and help. They're going through a very difficult time, and you know, my purpose is to change people's lives and make a difference in the world, and it feels like we really were just called to serve. But I'm happy to report Michigan will always be my home. Jackson will always be my home. We'll be back, but we're going to go do our service for a few years.
As you leave Consumers, how would you describe the company right now?
In great shape. You know, we have never served customers better. We've got all sorts of statistics that show that, yet we're still dissatisfied. There's always something that we want to do more, better, and we're working hard at that. The company's undergoing the clean energy transition, which Garrick and the rest of the senior team co-authored together, so there's no change in strategy or change in approach. Our employee engagement scores were off the charts this year, record highs. I think we understand that we're an essential service. 2020 has been hard for everyone. Our team adapted to remote work, as well as our folks at our power plants and compressor stations, dispatchers, control rooms, which have been on site the whole time, have worked safely. I think there's a lot of pride in the Consumers team right now.
Yeah, I'm sure some people are nervous because you're a local gal leaving that you have had such a tie to the Jackson community, and Consumers Energy is tied right into that.
Well, and so what I keep promising everyone is that Jackson is still my home. Consumers still is headquartered in Jackson. Garrick, my successor, grew up in Jackson. He went to Concord. His dad worked for Consumers. So we've got another family tie here to town.
Mm-hmm.
I think the city of Jackson, we find great pride in calling Jackson home. And when I say we, I mean CMS and Consumers Energy, the whole leadership team. That's certainly evidenced in our charitable giving as a company, but also in the volunteerism of all of my coworkers. So that spirit runs deep. And I do want you to know, and I'm sharing pretty broadly, that my husband Eric and I started the Dreammaker Fund last year. Well, actually kicked it off this year. And that's going to continue in Jackson. So even though we're moving to California to do our service, and we feel certainly called to do that, we will still be contributing to the Jackson community. We can do that from afar, and then we'll be back, and we'll certainly continue to make our contributions back to this community that we love so much.
Patty, what do you like about Garrick? And obviously the board has a lot of trust in him.
There's a couple things. One, and he might not say this, he's not as emotive as I am, but he loves our people as much as I do. I know that to be true because I'm so close with him, and so that makes me very happy. But he also is a great leader and a great coach, and he and I have been partners since I came to the company 10 years ago. We were both made officers about the same time, and I tell a lot of people, I do the talking and he does the work, you know. He's the one who actually delivers the results. And so he has a ton of respect for the people who do the work. He knows the work of the utility. He knows customers. And so I just think he's the perfect leader. It's one of those things where people will say, oh, Patty, I'm so sad you're going, but we love Garrick. So it makes me feel good to know that my successor was sort of the obvious choice, and everyone is really excited about his leadership.
I was reading about Pacific, and it looks like you're walking into a lot of challenges. Was that a lure to go out there?
You know, certainly always up for a challenge, but what really compelled me was the ability to help the people of Pacific Gas and Electric. You know, I know the joy that we have at consumers, the pride of working there, the sense of accomplishment, purpose, and commitment. And it's pretty tough to work for a company that's been through bankruptcy, that gets a lot of negative press, that doesn't have the reputation that you would want. And so the people who work there are suffering while they get up every day to serve and keep the lights on and the gas flowing. And so my call, I think, was in service of those people who dedicated their lives and their professions to mm-hmm. serving the people of California and making that match again and making that work.
Enormous, I guess, environmental challenges there.
Yeah, they're feeling the effects of climate change, Greg, already. The wildfires, the weather is much more erratic than it used to be, and the utility has to adapt to those conditions. Just like Florida utilities have adapted to hurricanes, you know, people don't get mad at the Florida utility because there's a hurricane, and right now we've got to get Pacific Gas and Electric in a position where it is resilient through the weather conditions and the changes and make that clean energy transition even faster to limit the effects of climate change and turn the tide on the dramatic weather effects of it.
And can you say an interesting political climate there also?
Well, Greg, let's just say it's a little different than Jackson.
Yeah.
I do think it's going to be that'll be an adjustment. I think my track record is such that I generally find a way to get along with everybody and bring people together, not divide them apart. And maybe I'm naive about that, but I'm heading out with that on my heart in hopes that we can bring people together, regain the trust of Californians, and regain the pride of the people of PG&E.
Well, good luck to you, Patty. You'll certainly be missed here, and you know that.
Well, and you know, like I said, my family's here. We're coming back, Greg. So it's just a time. Think of me as sort of deploying. I'm deploying, I will be back.
Well, if Gavin Newsom kicks you out, you can come back here.
Thank you. I might need that.
Thanks, Patty.
Thanks, Greg. All right. See you later.
Good luck. Patty Pompey. Final day, actually, is December 1st at Consumers.